Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. And by the way, folks, I will be here live on Labor Day, as I have been. This will be my 12th consecutive Labor Day to do much of the show live. And so don't worry, we got some good programming lined up for you already for Labor Day. So looking forward to that, too. You're going to be glad you stuck around with me today because we got Paul Casey back on the show. Paul's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Casey Communications, author of Is Self-Employment for You, and a radio talk show host himself, a two-day program on small business up in the Washington State area. He's our good friend, Paul Casey. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
Remind us the station that you're on there, up there in the, near Seattle, right?
Yes. It's KKNW 1150 AM, and yeah. The show airs at 2 o'clock p.m. on Thursdays and then on 2 o'clock p.m. on a Friday.
Now, can they go listen to your archive somewhere?
Well, actually, they're building that right now. It's a great question because they are in the process of doing that, but they can listen to the show by streaming it, too.
Okay, and they go to what is the website?
It would be KKNW 1150 AM.
Okay, but as far as streaming on the internet, what's the website?
That's what it is, www.kknw1150am.
am.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So,
excuse me, you're right. I didn't
check the dot com
on.
Hey, Paul, I know one of the things you've been working a lot on lately is making sure that when we address the marketplace, when we tell the marketplace, hey, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? That the messaging is the right message that works, haven't you?
Yes, Jim. I really think it's important because I think you said a word that's very key there about working hard and trying to figure something out. We all do that, and I want to just make things easier for people, let's say small business owners who are trying to target their message to get their message across to their prospective client or someone they're going after, and I think the first word there is target, and a lot of people, I think, don't target as much as they should. Now, for example, Jim, I'm a media buyer in my business,
mm-hmm.
and I find that a lot of people who are maybe doing what I do, and they don't ask deep enough questions. For example, you have let's say a target audience you're going after, and in our business, a lot of people say, well, you're going after adult males 21 years old to 54 years old, right? And that's where they leave it at. And my question would be, you know, secondly, there are like three generations of people within 21-54.
That's exactly. And today, more than any other time, they behave differently, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you got a generation of 21-year-old or 25, 54. I mean, a 25-year-old could be your son or daughter if you're 54 years old. And you know, having children,
right,
too, that you really don't have a lot in common with your son or daughter. You're bringing them up.
Yeah, if you want to insult my children, just tell them that you're pitching them the way you pitch their dad.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That'll work. So be very mindful of that, that there are so many people. And then income levels, all that, takes some time to really figure that out. I mean, when I do some surveys of radio stations, like let's say you're trying to, in my business, target to somebody who wants to own a yacht, okay? When you put in, let's say, the top 10 stations I've seen in various markets, when you roll out the 21-54 or 25-54, certain stations emerge, and you run the numbers, but when you start eliminating adult males, their income levels, and so on, stations that weren't even in the top 20 come to be number 1 and 2
mm-hmm.
when you start really filtering it. So really think hard about your target within that target to save
marketing
dollars.
First thing you got to do, Paul, is you got to know who your customers are, right? Mm-hmm. Who the people are most likely to buy your stuff. You got to know what that profile is.
That's right. Absolutely essential.
Because if you don't, it doesn't matter where you go with your marketing. If you don't know who your classic profile, the people that really want what you sell, if you don't know who that is, you're kind of driving the wrong way down a one-way street, aren't you, in the dark?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And with precious dollars, it's so important to go through that step and make sure that you are really zeroed in like a bullseye on your target. Saves you thousands of dollars marketing-wise.
One of the biggest mistakes people make, we're going to a break here in a second, Paul, and one of the things mistakes they make is small business owners think that the phone book is their prospect list. And I want you to comment on that when we come back after these messages. Paul Casey is our guest, folks. Talk show host extraordinaire, author of Is Self-Employment For You? He and I will be right back. It's 22 hours. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for using it. We built it just for you. I hope you'll go back there over and over again because we got new stuff going up on the site all the time, every weekday, sometimes on the weekend. Articles, interviews that we've done all the way back to 99, thousands of each one of those. The articles I've written or my brain trust members have written, and you can check out my blog there. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, or 15 minutes. We got something on any topic under the Small Business Sun that you can read or listen to. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And if you're on Twitter, if you like that, you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Paul Casey is our guest. He's the author of Is Self-Employment For You? A really good question, right, ladies and gentlemen? It's something we all should ask ourselves. He's also a talk show host. He's got his own talk show twice a week on outstanding station there in the Washington State area near Seattle. Paul, we're talking about the message, making sure you have the right message. But before you give them you deliver the right message, you got to know that you're delivering it to the right people. That's what you're telling us.
Absolutely, and I call it like you're buying a persona, like engaging your prospect or doing research as to who your prospect really is.
Right.
And, you really have to want to do a profile of, let's say, that person. And first of all, I think one of the things you have to know is who is the decision maker within the company. Is it the CEO? And probably the smaller the company is, it more than likely will be. But you really have to know, or you're wasting your time, if you're not talking to the decision maker. Every time it goes upstairs to someone else, and then it goes up to someone else, it gets filtered out, and you lose. I mean, right before you even get started. You
right.
have to make sure you're talking to the decision maker. Would you agree with that, Jim?
On a business-to-business standpoint, when you're trying to find out who's going to buy from you, you got to make sure, and you can ask that. You get to ask that. You get to say but you need to do it early on, don't you, Paul? Whenever you're calling on people, on businesses, when you first meet the people, you need to say, "Look, I'm looking forward to an opportunity to do business with you guys, with your company. Would you mind telling me who's in charge of making the final decision on these kind of purchases?" You get to do that,
right? And that's business.
But you can't.
Business,
but you can't wait, Paul. Paul, you can't wait till you've known the guy for 3 months to ask that question, though.
That's right. That established that relationship. And these are all things I've learned, I'll tell you that. I've learned that over the years. I'd waste time and I'd find out, and lots of time. I could spend years on certain things and then realize that person really wasn't the decision maker, but he had a lot of nice lunches on my expense.
But you also got to qualify. You also got to qualify them to whether they even are a prospect for what you do. Because otherwise,
that's another good segue into what I'm submitting to, and that is, let's say you're looking again, profiling a company or whatever, and knowing something about the individual. Let's say, for example, you're approaching a software company or something like that to try to engage. You're a marketing person, and knowing that the CEO is, let's say, 38 years old, he's Bob, he has a family, he has a software engineering degree from whatever college. He may have got a startup money from a stock option investment, so he's got a lot on the line. And then, so you have that intelligence information, and then you realize, let's say you want to do some marketing for this person, that they don't have a marketing professional now. They're doing a lot of, let's say, marketing on the run. They have a graphic designer here, maybe, or they, have someone who's their web designer, but they don't have someone marketing, and you're a marketing professional consultant. That's a golden opportunity for you. But having that intelligence information is very important.
Whatever it is that you're looking for, how do you get that information? Do you just ask them?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, you can just, find out about the company by going to chamber meetings. You can find out, when you're involved in the community and things like that.
So you're talking about doing elbow grease, shoe leather work. You're talking about asking around, going to their website.
That's right.
And talking to people who are already doing business with them. Maybe a neighbor or a friend or something like that. Ask the folks at the Chamber of Commerce what they know about this company. You're talking about doing some research on them, aren't you?
Absolutely. Intelligence work, research, just to have that. And that's not much effort to really get just what I was talking about. It sounds like a lot, but it's not. You go to a couple of meetings, you'll know a lot about this person. But you'll have that need, because if they already have, let's say you're a marketing professional, they already have a marketing person, that just makes the process that much more difficult. That's all. Or you then have to engage with the marketing person, of course, or the gatekeeper.
Having that
information is so critical.
But whatever you sell, you've got to make sure that you get yourself aligned with them the way they buy whatever it is you sell, the way what makes them interested in what you sell, and what are they looking for. And one of the things, though, I think is important to point out here, Paul, is something I think is very key today, and it's going to be more and more that way in the future, and that is that whatever you sell is not that unique, it's not that special. How you deliver it isn't even all that special. The reason I think people are going to do business with small businesses in the future more and more, Paul, is because of the experience that they have in as you deliver those goods and services. What do you think?
I would agree with that, and I'd also agree with you the fact that you're not that unique in terms of services that are out there, and that's why it's important, I think, to really think of something that will distinguish you somehow.
You got to come up with some way to differentiate yourself, no question about it. Hold on to that thought. Paul Casey and I will be right back, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 10 till. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What's on my way?
Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Paul Casey is our guest. He is the author of Is Self-Employment for You? And Paul, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you and find your book, and remind us of how we can listen to your radio show.
All right. It's KKNW 1150 AM in Seattle. If you want to stream the show, you can go to www.kknw1150am.com.
Right.
On at 2 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific Northwest time, or West Coast time, Pacific Coast time, on Thursdays and Fridays.
All right.
And then
what about your own website?
My own website is selfemploymentforyou.net.
All right, so check that out. They can find your book there too, can't they?
Yes, they can. They can read first two chapters for free. And to your listening audience, I will offer this, is that if they want to read the entire book online, when they come to the password in the website, it's Cougars.
Cougars with an S.
That's right. Cougars with an S. Right. That's my alma mater. So in our honor of the season opening,
so you'll let them in to read the whole book on your website right there.
They can read the whole book online.
Wow, what a deal. Good deal. Thank you for that. We appreciate that very much. Thanks for that gesture. We're talking about making sure that you got the right message in your marketing, but also making sure that you're giving that message to the right people, that you're asking the right questions, that you've asked, who's the decision maker? Who can make this decision? Does this company actually do they actually buy what you sell? And but that's the B2B side. There's also the B2C side, Paul, where you're talking business to consumers.
That's right.
A lot of people, a lot of small businesses do business with consumers. And that's a little trickier, isn't it? I mean, finding the profile customers amongst the sea of humanity out there for consumers is a little trickier than businesses, because businesses are a lot easier to define than individuals, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely, and I think still the same principles hold true. But yes, business to business, I chose a business to business type of approach, and I think this is when you're looking at is in self-employment for you, that you really consider that. I mean, that's what I'm surprised. That's a fundamental question you want to ask yourself. Do you want to be business to business or business to consumer? Because one's on Mars, one's on Jupiter in terms of approach.
Right.
And, you know, so you're so right there. And, you know, business to business is what we both do, essentially. But, yes, because it's so much different. But I digress a little bit there, but I think it's so critical that people think that through. And one of the reasons when I sat down starting my business, the major reason why I went in the direction I did is because it allowed me to go business to business rather than business to consumer.
But, you know, Paul, there are small business owners out there who sell to both.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you think it's important to have a different strategy for each one?
Absolutely, absolutely.
If you do business with businesses, you can't necessarily wait on them to come to see you. You got to go out and see them. If you're dealing with consumers, you can't treat them like a business. You got to have two different approaches, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And again, they're entirely different planets in terms of how you do approach them. One is much more intimate, one's much more direct generally. The other is that you're approaching, as you said, just a whole body of people that you have to go pick them out almost one by one.
Let me give you an example, Paul. I know a guy who's got a fine dining restaurant where a lot of businesses want to bring their customers. So he does a lot of consumer business, a lot of regular folks come to his business. But if you have a business and you eat with him on a fairly regular basis, especially if you bring customers there, he'll bill you once a month.
That's a great idea.
That gets him. How much more business to business do you think he gets out of that?
Absolutely.
Because he's willing to do that. That's very important.
That's right.
A great strategy. And so you have to realize that businesses are just they operate different than consumers.
Yeah, and there's a great way, Jim, of someone who does something to distinguish themselves in the marketplace, does something and makes it easy and does something for their clients. That's what he's viewing them as, clients, not customers.
Right. That's right.
And distinguishes himself in his restaurant, which I'm sure is really helping him out no matter what you're doing. I really think that as small business owners or any business occupation, that's what you clearly have to do, is distinguish yourself among your competition.
You've got to differentiate yourself in the marketplace, no question about it. Hey, Paul, give us the website one more time, please.
It's small business. My website is selfemploymentforyou.net.
Selfemploymentforyou.net. They can find your book there. They can read two chapters, and if they use Cougars, when it asks for a password, they can read the whole book there, right?
That's it.
Thank you, Paul, for that. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. You take care.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.